Hours passed. The giants were exhausted, but they kept fighting. Finally, both of them lay lifeless on the ground. Jack slowly crawled out of his log. Are they really dead? He wondered. With his axe in his hand, he walked toward them. He kicked one. The giant didn't move. He pinched the other one. The second giant didn't move either. He lay his ear down on their huge chests. There was no heartbeat. They had killed one another. They were really, truly dead. That was all Jack needed to know. He took out his axe. Chop, chop, chop. He chopped off the three heads of the first giant. Chop, chop, chop. He took off the three heads of the second giant. He put all six heads into his sack and slung it over his back rather carelessly. He began to walk back to the castle. The road back was rocky and steep. When Jack climbed the first hill, one of the heads rolled out of a hole in the sack. Jack didn't know what was happening. When Jack hit a bump, another head bounced out of his sack and rolled down the path. One by one, each head fell out of Jack's sack. By the time he got back to the castle, his sack was empty.